morning. Welcome everyone to worship this morning. We're certainly glad you're here, and a special welcome to all of you joining us from home. We are one body of Christ, despite distance. This week, an announcement that our brother in Christ, Dan Chamness, passed away this past week, and his memorial service, which you'll see in the end of your bulletin, it says the details are forthcoming, but we do have that information now. His memorial service is going to be this Tuesday, August 24th, at 1 p.m., and that'll be here in the sanctuary and also available online. So again, that's this Tuesday, the 24th at 1 p.m. Now let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship with our confession. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Trusting in that promise, let us take a moment of silence for self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. In the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sin. To those who believe in Jesus Christ, God gives the power to become the children of God and bestows on them the Holy Spirit. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Holy God, your word feeds your people with life that is eternal. Direct our choices and preserve us in your truth, that renouncing what is false and evil, we may live in you, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
The first reading is from Joshua 24. Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Then the people answered, "Far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us all along the way that we went, and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God." The word of the Lord. The second reading is from Ephesians 6. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak the word of the Lord.
Please stand for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died, but the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before, what would you do? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones that did not believe and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. I know that's easy for me to say as a household of one, but think about all the choices we make on any given day. Many of us are free to choose when to get up in the morning or afternoon, what to wear, when and what we're going to eat, what to do and not to do. We choose what media sources we'll listen to or read or watch, what forms of entertainment we'll engage in, which businesses we'll patronize, and even how we spend our time. On any given day, the list of choices is endless. So much so that it's not always easy for us to choose what's best or right or good, either for ourselves or for our households. In fact, the plethora of choices and the decisions we must make on a daily basis can either be empowering or immobilizing. And I have no doubt that these days, most, if not all of us, are living precariously close to that steep cliff, and even a small gust of wind could send us falling into the abyss. Because whether we admit it or not, I think we are all overwhelmed by the snowball effect this pandemic has had on us and on our families, and frankly, on our world. And so it's not hard to feel discouraged because there's so much going on in our lives, our communities, our world. There's an endless list of things that are wrong or that need fixing. There's floods and droughts and extreme heat and earthquakes. There's Afghanistan. There's the sick and dying. And on top of it all, there's this alarming rise in COVID cases due to the Delta variant in Lane County and here in Eugene and Springfield and in our state. These things weigh heavy on us, and the list just keeps going on and on and on and on. These are gut-wrenching situations, much of which is beyond our control. And so it becomes increasingly difficult, I think, for us to make a choice, let alone the right choice. And then we hear the challenging words of Joshua, "Choose this day whom you shall serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." Joshua was taking a stand. He was making his number one priority by declaring his allegiance to God. His choice was a bold one. "As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." At the same time, he encouraged the Israelites to choose whether they were going to continue worshiping the false gods or whether they too were going to join him in worshiping the Lord God. And all those who had gathered together remembered how God had delivered them and their ancestors from the hands of their oppressors. They remembered the mighty acts of God and how God had protected and provided for them. And so they too made a choice. They responded with their own words of conviction, saying, "We also will serve the Lord. For he is our God." For them, serving God meant worshiping God. It was both a sign of a renewal of the covenant God had made with Moses and with their ancestors, and it was a reordering of their own lives, putting God first above all else, to have no other gods before the Lord God, to love the Lord God with heart, soul, mind, and strength, to worship and glorify God's holy name, to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Years ago, there was a couple from my church that I was serving in Seattle that said when their kids were teenagers, they began to grumble and complain that they weren't being given a choice about going to church. So the parents relented and they said, okay, you can choose. And then they said, do you want to go to the early service or the late one? And just the other day I was sharing and remembering this story, and I was talking to somebody about how when I was growing up, it didn't even occur to me to think that there was a choice, an option on whether or not I went to church. It's just what we did. I realize parents have always had to make difficult choices when it comes to their children's spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical health and well-being. There's always been choices. And I know that right now there are a lot of parents who are feeling conflicted about what is truly best for their children. These days, parents are having to wrestle whether it's safe for their school-age children to return to the classroom. And I suspect many of our central families may be wondering when it will be time for them to return to church again and for it to be safe for their children. And I feel for our families because I can only imagine how difficult it must be for those of you with children, especially the little ones who can't be vaccinated yet. I'm sure good and loving parents throughout generations have always wanted what is best for their children, and many a parent has been willing to make a stand. But right now, how do you weigh the risks associated with returning to some semblance of normalcy? Or the harm that could come to your children if you don't make the right choice? The choices our families are facing may seem to them like a lose-lose situation when every option has a downside, a risk. And I have to confess that it's been really hard on me as a pastor in this stretch of time, because more than anything, I want us to be all together. I want us to go back to our program year, Together Tuesdays, education hours, fellowship time. But it's also been particularly hard for me in light of how many of our dearly beloved Central members have died these recent months. Not from COVID, though in some cases I've wondered if the isolation itself was a contributing factor. I'm almost sure it was. When Tom Chamness called me late Wednesday night, I knew before I even answered the phone that his dad had died. And I was immediately struck with deep sadness. Not so much for Dan. Dan had been praying mightily for the day when the Lord he chose to serve would finally call him home. But I was sad for me, for us, for Central, for his family. I was sad on account of all the saints we've lost just since January. Jim Wildish, Greta Anderson, Doris Cullen, Carol Haggerty, Marjorie Milholland, David Beckstein, Sally Bethel, Kathy Lee, Arnie Albertson, Ed Anderson, Sean Wagner, Bill Zink, Ray Jensen, and now Dan Chamness. These are men and women who had come to believe and trust what Peter confessed. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. These are beloved sisters and brothers in Christ who, like Peter, had come to believe and know that truly Jesus is the Holy One of God. For them, there was no other. No other choice but God alone. The loss of these dear people and all of those whose names are engraved on the bronze plaques that adorn the wall in the memorial courtyard weigh heavy on this pastor's heart. In the nearly 5 years I've been with you, I've listened to Central's family stories. There are many. And being blessed to listen to those stories, I've discovered that there's such a rich history of generations who came before us, the ones who chose to serve the Lord, to worship God above all else. They sacrificed much, and through their faithful witness to God's mighty acts, they paved the way for current believers and for future generations still to come. And I'm so grateful to God for all these blessings and these faithful people, some of whom I didn't even have the chance to meet, but faithful people nonetheless who have touched my life. Yet when you're in the thick of things, when you look around and you see so much pain and suffering, it's really hard not to get discouraged. Because no matter how hard we try to make the right choices, there are always going to be situations beyond our control. No matter how much we try to make it a priority to choose to serve the Lord, at the end of the day, there are still so many things left undone, so many needs unmet. And it's all too easy to lose sight of the abundant blessings that God continues to give to us. So after coming back from a week of vacation to Ray Jensen's memorial service this past Tuesday, and hearing of Dan's death on Wednesday night, I have to tell you, I was feeling a bit overwhelmed, even discouraged. And then on Thursday morning, I was having a conversation with a very wise, longtime member of Central. And she was instrumental in helping me think through how to manage the stress of my pastoral workload when it seems that no matter how hard you push, there's always so many more needs and things that need to be done. This person helped me gain a bit of perspective by reframing the question. She said, instead of focusing on what didn't get done, at the end of the day, ask yourself this question. Did you help someone today? If the answer is yes, and it will always be yes, God willing, then you've done your job. It's enough. And she's right. Because choosing to worship and love God leads all of us are being faithful, to love and serve our neighbors. And often it's the little things that we do that can make a difference, that make someone else's day a little brighter. We do that simply by being the persons God has created us to be, the people God intends us to be. We do that by putting our trust in God, by letting go and letting God. When our worship ends, our service begins. When you hear the words, "Go in peace, serve the Lord," and you respond, "Thanks be to God," trust that God's hand will be leading and guiding you along the way, every step of the way, and with every choice you have to make. Therefore, choose this day whom you shall serve. But as for me and my household, we shall serve the Lord. Amen.
With the whole church, let us profess our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Having been made children of God and heirs of God's promises, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of courage, bless all leaders of your church. Make them ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. Empower them when discouraged, enliven them when exhausted, and strengthen them to preach your loving word. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of creation, bless fields and orchards. Protect the land from drought and bring life-giving rain to support growth. Instruct your people in wise treatment of the world you have provided for all your creatures. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of community, bless all who seek justice between nations and peoples. Give guidance to bridge builders, heal divisions, and inspire cooperation in times of crisis, disaster, and war. We pray especially for the people of Afghanistan living in instability, violence, pain, uncertainty, and fear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of change, bless our transitions. Guide all who are embarking on new stages in life, such as a new job, new school, new community. Sustain enduring friendships and kindle new relationships and interests. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, bless all who are in any need. Accompany all who are lonely and feeling abandoned and remind them of your abiding presence. Accompany all who are persecuted and exploited and open us to their cries. Provide healing, comfort, and peace for all who are sick, in pain, in grief, and in every need. Today we remember especially Lou Berg, Nicole Christie, Linnea Embleton, Jolyn Fabiano, Keith Jurasovich, Joy Lathrop, L. Ray Stewart Cook, and Shirley Watson, as well as all those we hold in our hearts and those known only to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of comfort, bless all who mourn the deaths of their beloved ones. We give you thanks for the saints who've gone before us and comfort all of us who remain and who grieve. Today, remember the family and friends of Ray Jensen, as well as family friends of Dan Chamness, who passed away this past week. Renew our confidence in your promise of resurrection and life in the world to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Receive these prayers, O God, and those in our hearts known only to you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
It is indeed right and salutary that we should offer at all times and in all places thanks and praise to you, O Lord, Holy Father, through Christ our Lord, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. And so with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent to us your Son, Jesus, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. On the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, Jesus took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, Christ's death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray together the prayer Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. These are the gifts of God given freely to us, the people of God. For those worshiping from home, the body of Christ is given for you. Take and eat. The blood of Christ is shed for you. Take and drink. And for those of us worshiping together today in the sanctuary, I invite you to come forward as the Spirit moves you and gather around the altar rail, kneeling, and you will receive the bread and you can and the cup. For those who are not able to navigate the steps coming up to the altar, if you come to the front pew, the servers will come to you. Come, for all is now ready. And now may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray. We give you thanks, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through the healing power of this gift of life. And we pray that in your mercy you would strengthen us through this gift, in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Receive the blessing of our Lord and the words of the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace. Serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.